Now, details coming through on the alleged murderer shot dead by police yesterday. And it doesn't sit too well with many people, any of this. The police were put in a position where they had to protect themselves. And that will be, I think, echoed by independent reports from a critical investigation. But the story today says a convicted violent criminal shot dead by police after stabbing his former partner to death was on a jealous rampage while out in bail. I'll get to that in a moment. The Daily Telegraph in New South Wales can reveal that the paranoid Tafari Walton, 21, was seething as he suspected his girlfriend Gabriella Thompson, 27, had been seeing another man before he attacked her on Wednesday morning in the midst of a four-day drug bender. Walton stabbed the mother of his baby daughter several times in the head, under the armpit, left cuts on her neck in the deadly assault at 11:30 on that day at Glendale near Newcastle. Now, Walton had been locked up for 2 years and 6 months over a string of charges, and while in jail in December, at the end of his non-parole period, he was charged with affray and wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. He was given bail. Police prosecutors opposed that, but the magistrate at the Kempsey Local Court gave him bail. I'll get to that magistrate in a moment. The Attorney General in New South Wales, Mark Speakman, said he'd sought an urgent briefing on the decision to give bail. You see, when are magistrates going to be held accountable? And no one's suggesting that this was done deliberately, but when a blunder is made that results in the death of an innocent woman and the subsequent death of the bloke on bail, and then you've got the coppers having to, you know, put up with this for the rest of their lives, they had to kill someone to save their own lives, all because of a decision by a magistrate. Now, who holds that magistrate accountable? Lint Cafe Siege, Man Monis. Magistrates there, let him out. And we have coroner's inquest into the deaths of those innocent people at Martin Place, and yet we don't have in any way, shape or form an explanation coming from the courts. And this will be the same now. There'll be an investigation. Who tugs the magistrate's coat at Kempsey and say, oh, mate, you've made a really bad blue here. You need to liven yourself up or go back to private practice. Now, the details are in front of me about all of this. And this is not a choir boy that we're talking about. He appeared on the 23rd of January this year before Magistrate Brett Thomas at Kempsey Local Court. Now, you've got to remember all the things I'm saying here. Tafari Walton. He was in custody. The police opposed bail. The actual offence, wounding a person with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. The bloke was on parole. He'd only been released from jail in December. This was on the 23rd of January. The police opposed it. The magistrate, Brett Thomas, granted bail. Estimated duration of the hearing, 5 minutes. Bail is granted with the following conditions: that the accused enter into an agreement to observe the following specified requirements, and it goes through it. He's got to report to Waratah Police Station, that's at Newcastle, every day between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Sunday, that he's not supposed to go to premises. He's supposed to be accompanied at every opportunity by members of his family. And that those people are named here in front of me. I don't need to name him or them. Not to enter any correctional facility as a visitor. Not to go near contact or try to go near or contact the co-accused of the alleged victim. Who's the victim? You'd hope it's not the young lady who's now dead. You'd hope... Well, it doesn't matter, I guess, who it is. But the actual offence, he was on parole. Wounding a person with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, he's given bail despite being on parole. I would have thought any clear-thinking magistrate would have said, I'm sorry, old mate, you are on parole. It's a very serious offence here. Wounding a person with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. There's another charge I've just noticed. In fact, there's three. Actual offence, reckless wounding, that's a second charge. Third offence, actual offence, affray. Three very serious charges. Wounding a person with intent, reckless wounding and affray. On parole. Who is going to talk to Magistrate Brett Thomas and say, Brett, you buggered this one up. What are you going to do about it? Well, he can't bring back the 27-year-old woman who's been murdered by this bloke. He can't correct the lives of the police officers forced to use their service revolvers to save themselves yesterday. Two people dead and lives ruined because the bloke was allowed out on bail. Now, it's no good Mark Speakman going into an election saying, oh, I have an investigation of this. What does it take for someone to tug a magistrate's coat and say, I'm sorry, you're not capable of doing the job. Find more employment. Go back to private practice. Do whatever you want to do, but you're gone. You're finished. When does it happen? When does it happen? When does someone have the bottle? When does someone have the... to actually do something about it? It's just mind-numbing. Absolutely mind-numbing. And I sit here for the last 19 years and talk about it uphill and down Dale. In Cairns, by the way, a bloke who was found guilty by a jury of raping one 19-year-old Swedish tourist, he walked free from court. He walked free from court. A jury found him guilty of rape. A 38-year-old man. He walked free from court with his supporters. The jury found him guilty of rape. So it's not just New South Wales, it's Queensland. I suspect the district court judge in Queensland in Cairns. No, look, off you go. Just behave yourself. Don't rape any more Swedish tourists, whatever you do. What sort of lunatic asylum are we living in here?